Hello and welcome to this latest episode of The Loopcast. I'm Jeff Horwich, the host of the Minnesota Public Radio program In the Loop. This is our weekly podcast supplement. You know, today, the day this podcast is coming out, is December 15th, the first day of Hanukkah. And so in honor of that, we're going to devote today's Loopcast to a story from David Jonas. David is a good friend of the show, a member of our Loop network. You actually may have heard him on some previous episodes as the unintelligible voice of a mugger, or the unintelligible voice of Kim Jong-il, in fact, in our most recent show. Well, today, for a change, we are going to let David be intelligible for you with this very thoughtful story about Hanukkah and Christmas. Doesn't need much of an introduction. David tells the story very well. So listen, if you would, to David Jonas.
I'm Jewish, but by the reckoning of most Jews, I'm not a very good one. I don't keep the Sabbath sacred, I eat bacon every day for breakfast, and my disdain for matzah leaves much to be desired. And perhaps, worst of all, my family and I celebrate Christmas. It's my father's fault. He's a sucker for the wholesome family shtick that comes with Christmas. We still celebrate Hanukkah, and certainly the Festival of Lights has some of those familial qualities. But for my father, it was more about the smell of evergreen, the colorful lights outside of our front door, gathering around the fireplace on a cold December morn. The rest of the family knew better than to complain. Of course, it felt odd being Jewish and celebrating Christmas, but the choice was simple. I mean, who wouldn't want 9 days of presents? There was only one other kid I knew growing up who celebrated both Hanukkah and Christmas. His name was David Blau, and we both had Mrs. Sabin for our fifth grade Hebrew reading class. Sure, we got a lot of guff from our fellow Sunday schoolers about the whole Christmas thing, but we knew in our hearts that they were just jealous. From the day he came to our congregation, David and I were instant friends. He was a fellow David. We were both named after the Torah's most celebrated king. Together, we were a pair of first-rate class clowns, honing our fine Jewish wit by overemphasizing the velar fricatives, the chuz, in our prayer books. And just like me, David's family considered themselves Jewish, but couldn't resist putting out milk and cookies for Santa's arrival. David also happened to be black. I'm sure as a child I knew this was somewhat of an oddity, a black Jew, but we were kids, and if you're willing to run around and play tag, skin color tends not to get in the way. It was less than a year after we met before David stopped showing up at Sunday school. At first I thought he was maybe sick or on vacation, but after a few weeks, it became obvious something was wrong. I asked our teacher, Mrs. Sabin, where David was, and she quietly pulled me outside of the classroom. I don't remember Mrs. Sabin ever saying explicitly why David's family had left, but as a child, I knew the reason why. I told her, just because David's family celebrates Christmas doesn't mean he should be kicked out. I celebrate Christmas too. Mrs. Sabin was an old woman, and I remember the lines of her face sinking at that moment. She tried her best to explain to me that David wasn't being kicked out for celebrating Christmas, but for some other reason. She never told me specifically why, but in her situation, I'm not sure I would have been able to either. It must be difficult to tell a child he can't crack jokes with his friend because somebody high up in the congregation didn't like the idea of a black family coming to services at our temple. I hadn't thought about David for years until a few weeks ago, when while perusing some family photographs, I found my old Sunday school class photo. Front and center in the photograph are David and me giving each other bunny ears, except I'm too short to get more than the tips of my fingers over his head. It is a bittersweet image, to say the least. I've always been amazed at how many of us are persecuted for our faith, or our lack thereof. I'm a bad Jew, sure, but I carry the title proudly, and it infuriates me beyond the spectrum of my vocabulary that someone can claim to be more pious than me, and still be a complete and utter racist. Still, 11 years after the matter, it's odd what bothers me about this story. It's not the blatant racism. It's not even that I was robbed of a friend. It's the simple fact that we were both Jews who flaunted our love of Christmas openly. And for some reason, that was never the problem.
That was David Jonas, a good friend of In the Loop, a member of our Loop network, and author of a new novel, How to Burn an American Flag. A story of politics, power, and corporate revenge. How to Burn an American Flag is currently seeking a publisher. We wish David very good luck with that. Our next episode of In the Loop is next week, believe it or not. We are taping on Thursday night, the 21st, here at Minnesota Public Radio, and we invite you to come on out and be in the audience for that. You can listen Friday night and Sunday night. or next week, our podcast will be the full hour-long show. So if you're subscribed, you can count on getting it that way, or you can certainly download it case by case at our website, minnesotapublicradio.org/intheloop. Well, we've got all that out of the way. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Happy holidays in general. Thank you for listening to The Loopcast. I'm Jeff Horwich.